And we're back. How exciting is that? All sorts of stuff in Prickly City, including Memorial Day, and you're fired.
Hello, and welcome to the Prickly City podcast for June, is it 4th or 5th?
5th.
5th, 2017. I'm Janine Faddich, and here's your host and the creator of Prickly City, Scott Stantis.
Thank you, Janine, and thank you all for listening to this week's edition. We are back. We've been on vacation and out of town and just basically blowing stuff off, which is bad, but it was very nice. We spent time with our kids.
Right. It was great.
Yeah, it really was. So, but we missed you an awful lot. So thank you for sticking around and listening. So, and we're going to dive into it because we have a bunch of stuff, right?
I mean, this was a very busy week.
Not just this week, because you said, because I was trying to write down what you said.
This is all 1 week. I only did this week. I'm not doing like things we missed. I'm just doing
this past week,
which started with Memorial Day.
Okay. Well, when we had, what was it? It was like Memorial Day, hypocrisy, Trump,
Carmen
you're fired. How much did I write that week? Apparently a lot.
A lot. Something different. You didn't have like one long, steady, you moved from subject to subject.
Well, some weeks I like to just like empty the vault and just sort of like different little pieces of ideas and throw them out there. And sometimes there's a, in my mind at least, there's a string that attaches all of them, but it may not be as obvious to our readers. So Memorial Day, though, you said people...
No. Memorial Day started...
Did they get mad?
No,
how do you get mad about Memorial Day?
Let me read this, okay? Sorry. Most people said stuff like Ronnie A. Thompson. He said, all gave some gave all. R.I.P. fallen heroes. God bless our military and veterans. Which is what most people said.
Okay, that's nice.
And
that's the day.
Darson 54 said, yes, thank you for your service. But we have many, many other heroes like teachers, firefighters, ER docs, nurses, kind salespeople, OT and PT personnel, social workers, et cetera, that also need some thanks and honor. Remember them too. But of course, that is not what Memorial Day is.
No, it's about men and women who fell in service of our country. There are people who deserve to be honored, and they are in different ways on different days.
Right, and obviously probably not honored enough. I mean, but I didn't see him writing anything about the Academy Awards. Like, why don't we give awards to other people? Which I agree.
Well, I do too. I think teachers and radio producers particularly
should get more awards.
Absolutely. Am I right, Brian? Brian Altimer is our producer here who does an amazing job and is incredibly patient. Say hello to the good people, please.
Oh, hello, everybody.
that's a lovely voice of Brian. Now, Brian, he's an amazing guy, by the way. I just want to introduce him real quick because, let me go through the list of jobs. You're a producer here. You have a recording studio in your home, and you work until 2 or 3 in the morning. You're a bouncer, rocket scientist, and spy.
Most importantly, he's a dad.
Yeah, a father to 16 and 13.
Oh, God bless you.
Yeah, it's...
Is a 16-year-old driving?
Not yet. I'm actually teaching them how to drive. We started last week, and I made sure we were in like a open lot because I didn't want them to run into anything. So
I'm not laughing with you, just so you know. No, but my kids won't. They hated me teaching them to drive because
no, I had to do it because you quote yelled too much unquote.
They were heading towards a tree, Brian. A tree. You're gonna don't hit trees.
Yeah, one of the things I taught my son was that you have to watch out for everybody else. That and parallel parking because millennials nowadays don't know how to parallel park. So
well, they also know that
the block,
within the next few years we're going to have self-driving cars, so they won't have to do any of that.
Oh dear God!
I think that'll be actually. You know what? I'm old enough, Brian, and so is Janine, to think that by the time those actually become a thing, we're going to be. We'll use them because our kids will take our keys away because we're 80 and drive like this, won't be able to see above the dashboard. This has nothing to do with what we're talking about, does it?
No.
Anyway, that's Brian Altimer. I wanted to introduce the people because you've kind of jumped in and out occasionally, but I want people to know that he works hard.
He does.
And so thank you.
He's a good guy.
Oh, thank you.
He is a very good guy. And he smells terrific.
Yes, he does.
It was wash day. So.
Lucky us. Anyway, okay. So Memorial Day, so we had a jerk say about what's not a jerk, but...
I think he had good intentions. It was just, that's not the day. Sorry.
Well, it's ridiculous. It's preposterous. So what else? I also mentioned that Trump fires Carmen or starts to, and it's talking about hypocrisy and how we're all hypocrites. And that what made me write that storyline was the fact that the Democrats who hated Comey in the campaign. Then he came out and exonerated her and loved her, and then later said she the story. And so you either love or hate someone. And so, and I think eventually then Trump fires him, and all of a sudden they love him again. So that's what that's based on.
No, D.D. Wiz says there were good reasons to fire Comey. If he had been fired for those reasons... But he wasn't. Investigating Trump and getting too close to finding out what really happened, as Trump effectively admitted in his interview with Lester Holt, and worse, in comments directly to the Russians in the Oval Office, which is why he was really fired. That was not a good reason and smacks of obstruction of justice.
Well, it's totally obstruction of justice. And I mean, to come out and say, we really feel that what they did to Hillary was wrong. Wrong. It was hugely, bigly wrong. It was absurd. It was, oh my God. And I love how the tweets just sort of kind of contradict exactly what really happened, what should have happened. You can hear my buttons clicking on this. I'm flailing. So I'm going to stop flailing. Go on, because we need to move along, right?
So Moonchild Rage says, about Carmen getting
fired. Wait,
what's
the name again?
Moonchild Rage. It's a good name.
That's pretty good.
That's Les Majestes. Oh, I practiced pronouncing this and now I didn't say it right.
Take two. Try it again.
Now I can't remember. Les Majestes?
Sure. Les Majestes?
Yes.
Très bien.
Carmen, be careful of what you say and in front of whom you say it. And that's basically, they have that in Thailand. Remember our kids came back from Thailand and mentioned that you're not allowed to say anything against the prince?
Right.
It's a crime. And that's what that is. That you know, it's an offense to say anything against a ruler.
Yeah, that's wrong.
And Kyle of Lacassius can't fire someone who doesn't work for you.
I know, that's what's funny about it.
But... Sean T. or Seant, I'm not sure how he pronounces this, in the New World Order, you work for him if you are a citizen.
Yeah, things are getting weird, folks. I really get the sense we're at a tipping point now in this country, whether or not which way we're going to go. And it can go either way. Now, you know, my other point was about the piling on. I mentioned that in the strip to start it. Is the press kind of losing?
This week.
Is that this week?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we'll talk about that next week, won't we?
Yes.
Okay, well, but I still think that there's something to be said that is the press, the mainstream media piling on. Is, I mean, they're just anything Trump does ever, and they're going to say it's wrong, wrong, wrong. And of course, well, except for Fox News, which anything he does is right, right, right. We are in a very strange, precarious position, and where this all ends up, well, we're going to make a decision as a country, and we're still in a position to make those choices, folks. And we've got the midterms coming up, and that's going to be fascinating. So anything else? Any other comments we need to discuss?
Oh, well, you brought the Trump skunk back.
I did.
And Coffee Cup said, must have run out of old Honey Bunny ideas. I was going to call them jokes, but they were never funny. But Olongja Pajot disagrees. And
wait, what name is that again?
Olonga Pajot. They're never too funny when your side is the butt of the joke.
Thank you.
Boy, are they funny when it's the other side. I personally love the Honey Bunny jokes. I do get a chuckle on the new skunky jokes.
Yeah, thank you. If that's your name.
If that's your real name.
I'm going to guess it's not his given name, but we could be wrong. Yeah, listen, you know, it's really, my experience has become amplified by a factor of a million over the last few months, especially during the course of the 2016 election, that it all depends on whose ox is being gored, period. Like, I love this. I got an email from somebody, a nasty gram from someone saying, you never make fun of the Democrats.
I know. And when you make fun of them, they say you never make fun of the Republicans.
Yes. So,
you can't win.
So I write back and say, here's a link to my work. If you want to, you can go through it and see that I'm an equal opportunity tormentor pin hater of just about everybody at the moment, except I love you.
Oh, well, that's so sweet.
I like Brian.
Too.
He smells terrific. He does. Is that it?
Well, let's just finish up because we're running long. Let's finish up with Winslow trying to fly.
Okay.
And
I do that a lot, by the way. That's been a theme for the strip ever since it started in 2004.
And Tony Finger says, I'm thinking that if I was going to try to learn to fly by jumping off an elevated edge, I would be smart to test my flying device over a pool of water. Oh, now I'm thinking that, hey, I'm in the freaking desert. That pool of water is probably a mirage. I better gather up a dozen or so mattresses that have been discarded in the desert.
This person obviously lives near the desert, because if you've ever four-wheeled through the desert, which I love, Arizona, the Sonoran Desert, is gorgeous. One of my favorite places on the planet. But there are a lot of mattresses for some reason. I think they run away.
And
I think they're like
beer
socks.
Cans.
Beer cans, socks, and mattresses. Yeah.
That's where they hang.
The big three. Yeah, there you go. So now we've figured that one out. Hey, listen, I want to thank everybody for listening to this week's edition of the Prickly Sear Podcast. Janine, thank you. And Brian, thank you very much. We're in WGN Plus. Thank you for all this. And thank you for everyone for being so patient for our two-week little mini vacation with our family and just basically just kind of not doing our job, which we feel deeply ashamed of, don't we?
Not really.
No, not really. Not at all. It was nice. And I have a nice tan. I look fantastic. Anyway, we'll be back again next week. If you want to keep up with Carmen and Winslow, you can by going to gocomics.com/PricklyCity, or you can go to scottstantis.com. And if you want to leave a comment, we'd be love to hear from you. Sometimes we respond back. We get an awful lot of them. So, what, were you going to say something?
No.
Oh, you look like you were poised. Okay. So leave a comment, or if you want to comment to us directly, you certainly are welcome to do so at PricklyCity@gmail.com. Again, thank you so much for your patience. We'll be back again next week with another Prickly Sea podcast. Until then, we'll see you in the funny papers.